Yesterday we had mentioned that this coming week's parasha is the source in halacha for the Isser of Hezek Re'iyah. Since Bilam, the Torah describes, saw Yisrael shochein l'shvatav, which Rashi says means ein pischein mechuvanin ze keneged ze, the doorway of one ohel was not directly opposite the doorway of the other, shlo yotzitz l'soch ochavero, to ensure that no person looked into his friend's tent. The Gemara Bava Basra on Daf Samach, and the Mishnah says that one is not allowed to make a window in his home that is directly opposite his neighbor's window. The Gemara says the basis for that halacha, that it is forbidden to be poseach chalon keneged chalon, or pesach keneged pesach, is from this pasuk here in Parshas Balak, that ein pischem ohaleim mechuvanim ze laze. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Chosha Mishpat, Simon Kuf Nun Dalid. Two places the Amar there writes, in Sif Gimel he writes, Sarech li zoher adam mila histakel bebeis chavero. Person has to be cautious to avoid looking into his friend's house. That's in Simen Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Gimel in the Ramah. Yesh omim shet sarech li zoher adam mila histakel bebeis chavero. And the Nesivas there writes, even if you don't intend to see what's going on, and even if it's just a histaklus muat, it's just a relatively brief looking inside someone else's house, it's still usher to stand by someone else's house and to look inside, forbidden to do so. And again, the Rama writes in the same Simen Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Zayin, he writes, Aval hu usher lamod b'chalon v'liros b'chatzah chavero. You can't stand by your window and look down into your friend's private yard. So the Rama first in Sif Gimel says, you have to be nizhar not to look into your friend's house. And Sif Zayin Rama writes that it's usher to stand by your window and look out at your friend's yard. It's the marshal we gave yesterday. Some guy has, your neighbor has a pool in his backyard, and you have a bird's eye view from your upstairs window. So it's forbidden to look down when your neighbor is using his chatzer. Kedei shelo yazikena b'riyaso. You're not allowed to be mazik him by looking at him when he is attempting to use his property, his chatzer. And the Rama writes, ubazeh isura ka'avid. To look from your window into your friend's chatzer when he's trying to use his chatzer, and you're being mazik him b'riyaso, you're over an isser when you do so. You're over an isser when you do so. I guess this is the Psak Rama in Kuf Nun Dalet, Chosha Mishpat, based on the Gemara Bav Basra, and Daf Samach, and the Pasuk in this coming week's Parsha. I mentioned yesterday the Psak from Dayan Spitz, that when you want to build, the Shaila who was asked was a contractor's building a building that is going to be right next door to another building, and the residents of the current building are objecting to the proposed construction because now they're going to have neighbors who have apartment windows right next to their windows, and they're not excited about that. So Dayan Spitz paskind that since the minhag hamakom, the halacha, the law, the legal statute of the state of Israel is that you can build one building next to another, provided there's more than 8 meters in between, he said that the minhag is capable of overriding this halacha of Hezek Re'iyah. Forgot to add one prat that he adds. He says the statute also requires that the new construction, the contractor provide trisim, those shades or window blinds for the private windows, for the bedroom windows, for the bathroom windows. So as long as you have that also, then the halacha, the statute, so to speak, overrides the issue of Hezek Re'iyah. I saw today that was also psak quoted in the name of Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv also said that the zoning laws, again referring to the state of Israel, but anywhere really, is even better than a minhag. In other words, yesterday I mentioned from Dayan Spitz that the minhag hamakom to allow construction of chalon, keneged chalon, overrides the issue of Hezek Re'iyah. Rav Yashiv writes, when it's a zoning law, it's even better than a stam minhag hamakom. Why? Because the whole heter that anybody has to build their initial building is because you're following the zoning laws. In other words, even the first building was only given the right to build on this land, given the acceptance of the zoning laws and regulations, which state that we allow this building to be built and the next building to be built, as long as, whatever the rules are, 8 meters in between, and trisim provided for the bedroom windows and bathroom windows. But Rav Yashiv was saying that it's not just stam minhag, it's that the whole right that anybody has to build a building in the country is based on acceptance of these zoning statutes, and therefore you can't tie it. Hezek Re'iyah, the new building's going up. Chalom nege chalom. No such thing. He says, granted, you have a chiv to put, like we said, proper window shades, window blinds to ensure privacy can be maintained in the bedroom windows, bathroom windows, whatever the statute states. But you can't tie it that there's a hazard created to prevent the contract of building the next building when the zoning laws allow it.
The new building contractor would have to buy shades for the other building that existed there.
So presumably the first building also had the same zoning regulations that they have to have.
I think the rules are
that any contractor has to put the trees in by every window, right? And Echanami, could be otherwise, you'd be right, but I think the first building also had those same regulations. To add, that's the zoning laws. 80 meters. Mitzad halacha, there is no limitation. As I mentioned yesterday, post-game debate, you know, what's the distance of Hezekiah? There is no distance. As long as you can see, it's a problem. Meaning it doesn't matter how far apart you are. If you can see from one window to the next, it's an isser. But the chiddush of Rabbi Yashiv is that when the zoning laws state 8 meters is the required distance, that's koveya. Yeah.
Does the isser of not looking at the neighbor's yard only apply if the neighbor's in the yard, but if the neighbor's not there, it's not?
The isser stems from you're causing a hezek, that you're being monei him the ability to use his property. If nobody's there, then there's no hezek being performed. Right. In terms of this isser, there's a fascinating Ramban, Bavabas Nuntes. Ramban writes that hezek re'ia is niz ke adam ba'adam. It's like one person causing hezek to another. And listen to this. He says either it's because of ayin ra'a. Okay, that's one parsha. You're causing an ayin hara by staring at somebody else's property and his activities. Or he says it's because of tznius, that we mentioned yesterday as well. You're invading someone's privacy, family life, and you're looking in on his window, on his home, on his chatzar. That's an issue of violation of tznius that we mentioned yesterday also from the Yad Ramah. But here comes a remarkable statement. Or, says Ramban, it's because of lishna bisha, lashon hara. The issue of hezek re'ia, the issue of looking into someone else's home, is a violation of lashon hara. How is hezek re'ia lashon hara? It's a fascinating Ramban. Ramban b'fabasin and tes. That the isser of me looking into your privacy, into your home, into your window, into your front doorway, is an isser of lishna bisha, of lashon hara. How is that lashon hara? Fascinating, Ramban. The suggestion I saw quoted is the following. Perhaps, and there's a fascinating comparison. We are familiar with the Chayim de Bena Gershom, prohibition imposed by Bena Gershom upon one person reading the letter that someone else sent to someone else. In Shuvas Halochas Ketanos, Marie Chagiz was asked, you know, is there any significance to the practice that people have to write on the top of a letter, Upagin? Upagin is a Rosh Tevos. Uparitz, Geder, Yishchenu, Nachash. Whoever violates the Chayim de Bena Gershom should be punished. Uparitz, Geder, Yishchenu, Nachash. So Marie Chagiz was asked, is there any significance to that? So he writes as follows. Okay, again, referring to this idea of not looking at someone else's letters. He says, Belav Hachi, forget the Uparitz, Geder, Yishchenu, Nachash. Aside from that, he says, Nira, Shiesh, Isser, Levakesh, Ulechapes, Mistorav, Shel Chavero. I think he writes that it's an isser to uncover, intentionally uncover, someone else's secrets. Fascinating tshuva. Yesh isser levakesh ulechapes mistorav shachavero. In other words, forgetting the Chayim de Bena Gershom. If I'm going to go and bedafka read your personal correspondence with whoever it was, that's as Halachas Ketanos is an isser. But listen to what he says. Umali lo selech rachel la'acherim o la'atzmo. What difference does it make if I violate Lo Selech Rachel, which is the Issur of Lashon Hara, when I'm sharing the juicy gossip with somebody else, versus whether I am taking that gossip and sharing it myself? Fascinating Shuva. He says the Issur to look at someone else's private correspondence, leaving aside Chayim de Bena Gershom, is a violation of Lo Selech Rachel, because Mehecha Teis, the Issur is Dafka Lashon Hara that I share with you. It could be that I discover Lashon Hara gossip and I share with myself. Fascinating chiddush. So, Avraham Grossman, author of Tshuvas v'Darashta v'Chakarta, argues as follows. He says, based on the halachas ketanos, that there is an isser of lo selach rachel, of megdala mistor and shechavero, to read someone else's personal correspondence, because it's like I'm sharing lashon hara about someone else with myself. Fascinating chiddush. The same could be applied perhaps to Ramban. Maybe that's Pshat Ramban. Ramban says, Hezek Ri is Lashon Bisha. What's the Lashon Bisha? What's Lashon Hara? I'm looking at you personal behavior in your home. I'm not telling anybody anything. Elamai, perhaps the same Svara. The same way that Halachas Ketanos said that there's Isla Sech Rachel, when you intentionally discover someone else's personal correspondences and take it for yourself, the information for yourself, Hu Adin, perhaps Ramban means the same thing. I look to see what's going on in your personal home. I invade your privacy. I'm not telling anybody else about it, but I'm learning for myself what you're doing behind closed doors. That's Lishna Bisha also. That's Lo Selach Rachel. As Halachas Ketanos said, Mali Lachem, Mali Latzmo. Even if I'm keeping the information myself, it's also perhaps a violation of Lashon Hara. And that would be further another Isser in Hezek Ri'a. Not just Ayin Hara, not just violation of Tznius, but a violation, as Ramban writes, of Lishna Bisha. That's his Chiddush in the Ramban. Now, granted, I could have said it otherwise, that maybe Ramban means that it might lead to Lashon Hara, because you see someone doing something private, and you go tell somebody. Maybe that's more the Pashup shot. But his Chiddush is that the Ramban means, no, even without telling anybody. Just the learning it for yourself is a violation of Lishna Bisha, and that would also be a violation of, or explanation for the violation of the Isser of Hezek Ri'ah.